From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Four more COVID-19-related deaths were announced today by the Utah Department of Health. All had underlying conditions and were Salt Lake County residents. Two were in a long-term care facility, while the others had been hospitalized. Confirmed cases of the virus in Utah have topped 4,300, but the state is starting to see a plateau in new cases. So far, more than 102,000 Utahns have been tested for COVID-19. The state also announced a new effort to produce some 2 million reusable masks for Utahns. The masks are free and people can order one online, though priority will be given to underserved communities. Utah Governor Gary Herbert says on Friday, the state will move from the high-risk phase of its COVID-19 pandemic response to the moderate phase, as officials plan a soft reopening of Utah's economy. KUER's Sonia Hudson has more.
This is not going back to business as usual. And basically, the idea is to open up more economic activity. The big change is that in-house dining is going to be allowed as long as restaurants can keep people 6 feet away from each other. Gyms and salons are also going to be able to open up under this new phase, the orange phase, as long as they follow similarly strict protocols. And orange, while it does mean moderate risk for most people, people who are vulnerable, who have underlying health conditions, who are older than 60, they're still in the high risk zone. So nothing really changes for them.
That was KUER's Sonia Hudson. Businesses and hotels in Moab will be allowed to reopen on Friday when local and state health restrictions expire. The regional health department says the decision was made to align with plans to reopen the state economy. From KUER's Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger has more.
The Southeast Utah Health Department banned tourism in Grand County in March to keep COVID-19 from overwhelming the hospital in Moab. But now health officials say it's safe to let tourists back in.
We do expect to see an increase of cases in our area as visitors come. However, we recognize that we're far more prepared to take care of that additional workload.
That's Orion Rogers, head of the regional COVID-19 task force. There have only been two cases of COVID-19 confirmed in Grand County, and Rogers says there's a low transmission rate in the region. But Grand County Commissioner Mary McGann says she's concerned about the decision to reopen Moab.
I would prefer to have data drive the decision to open as opposed to a date on a calendar.
McGann says she worries the health department won't be able to respond quickly if cases spike in Moab because of new rules imposed by the state. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
A Utah company that sold the state a controversial anti-malaria drug to treat COVID-19 is facing price gouging allegations. KUER's Sonia Hudson reports.
Alliance for a Better Utah, a progressive advocacy group, filed a complaint with the State Department of Commerce on Tuesday. Its executive director, Chase Thomas, says Meds in Motion sold the state hydroxychloroquine at almost double the average price and more than 20 times the lowest available price on GoodRx, a website that tracks prescription prices.
We shouldn't be taking advantage of consumers during an emergency like this, especially when it's their health in question. I think it is concerning that the state didn't have a competitive procurement process.
Meds in Motion CEO did not respond to multiple requests for comment. The state paid $800,000 for the medication, but Governor Gary Herbert said on Friday that it hadn't taken possession of it yet. Herbert also announced that the state was not moving forward with plans to buy another 200,000 treatments after the legislature appropriated $8 million to do so. The governor's office told KUER that its legal team is examining whether Meds in Motion had state and federal approval to mass produce the medication. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
The Utah Attorney General's office announced today it will suspend the use of banjo technology after a report revealed the company's founder, Damian Patton, was once a member of the Ku Klux Klan. Patton joined the Nashville-area Dixie Knights as a teenager in the late 80s and early 90s, according to records. At the time, he graffitied a synagogue with swastikas and anti-Semitic slogans and was behind the wheel during a drive-by shooting at that same place of worship. In a statement in the new report, Patton said he was a desperate youth when this took place and that he's ashamed of his actions. Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes said in a press release no one in his office was aware of these affiliations. Banjo is a massive surveillance system that was being implemented in Utah. It uses data to detect events like car crashes, mass shootings, and natural disasters before 911 is called. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.